Tanya's mission.
Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita has described the philosophy and the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a way that anyone who makes a sincere study of this book and applies these principles to their life will achieve the transcendental intimate association of Lord Chaitanya and his own confidential associates. And we can dance with him in his pure time while chanting the holy name. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to this place. Panchavati, Nasik, Triambakeshwar Mahadev, Brahmagiri, Kushavartha. I would like to read today from the great Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to these places. You will recognize several of these names since, by his mercy, for the last 2 days we have been following in his footsteps.
Sunyastala Deki Loker Haila Shamakar Loki Kohi E Sanyasi Rama Avatar.
After the 7 palm trees departed for the Vaikunthas, everyone was astonished to see them gone. The people then began to say, "This sannyasi called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be an incarnation of Lord Ramchandra Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu." Only Lord Ramchandra has the power to send 7 palm trees to the spiritual Vaikuntha planets.
Prabhu Asi Koila Pampa Sarovarasnan Panchavati Asitahan Kodila Vishram.
Eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at a lake known as Pampa, where he took his bath. He then went to a place called Panchavati, where he rested. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to some, the old name of the Tungabhadra River was Pamba. According to others, Vijayanagar, the capital of the state known as Pamba.
Nasike Triambaka Deki Gela Brahmagiri Kushavarte Oila Yahan Janmila Godavari.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik, where he saw the deity of Triambaka. He then went to Brahmagiri, and then to Kushavarta, the source of the river Godavari. Purport: Kushavarta is located in the western ghat at Sayadri. It is near Nasik, a holy place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To show the greatness of these sacred places of pilgrimage, personally visited Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as well as our beloved Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, have explained in their purports exactly how to come to these places. Why do they spend so much time? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, sometimes Srila Prabhupada is describing exactly what railway station you have to go to, what connection you have to take, what boat you have to cross the river with, what next connecting train, on which line you have to go to, what station that is nearest to, who is the sevite of the temple, whether they give nice prasad or not. Because it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that we follow in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, and visit these places. Why? To purify our hearts. But it is described by Vedavyas in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, one of the symptoms of the age of Kali is to go to a holy place to take the bath or have the darshan without hearing from holy people. Actually, it is the association of sincere Vaishnavas and hearing and chanting in these places that actually reveals the sanctity and the blessings of the holy place. We are sitting now on the very sacred banks of the Tirtha called Kushabharata, which is just at the lotus feet of the great mountain Brahmagiri. Srila Prabhupada explains, it is this place which is the source of the holy river Godavari. I would like to briefly explain the history behind this transcendental, very important matter. Gautama Rishi had his ashram on the mountain called Brahmagiri. In fact, there is a temple of Gautama Rishi just a ways up that mountain where he performed his devotional service. It is explained that one time Lord Brahma washed the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Shiva, who is the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, is always eager to receive the mercy of Krishna. That is why we glorify him with the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Most worshipable Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, he caught the water and collected it and put it in his matted hair. Now, as we know, that water which washes the feet of Lord Vishnu is none different than the holy river Ganga. Ganga was personally residing with Lord Shiva by being contained within the locks of his beautiful matted hair. Parvati was not very pleased that her beloved consort, Shankar, was keeping Ganga all to himself within his matted hairs. The beloved son, of Parvati and Maheshwar, Ganeshji devised a plan how to get Ganga Devi out of the hair of Lord Shiva. Would you like to hear this plan?
No!
He approached one of the dear maid servants of Parvati and asked her to take the form of a cow. Ganeshji took the form of a Brahmin boy. They both came to Brahmagiri to live in Gautam Rishi's ashram. Gautam Rishi had a practice. Every morning he would sow rice within a field, and by his great powers it would grow up, and every evening he would collect it. Each day this beautiful cow would eat every morsel of rice that grew in his field. This was a disturbance to Gautam Rishi, who was best Brahmin, very compassionate, loving soul. So he took some very soft, sweet kusha grass and he threw it at the cow just to chase the cow away from his field. As soon as that kusha grass touched the cow dropped dead. This maidservant of Parvati's name was Jaya. It was her plan. As soon as Gautam Rishi would do anything toward her, she would die. Then Ganeshji, in the form of a little Brahmin boy, approached Gautam Rishi. Oh Muniji, this is very bad. You have killed a cow. That is very sinful. The only possible way that you can atone for the sin of killing this innocent cow is you must do tapasya to please Lord Shiva. When he is pleased, you ask him to send the river Ganges down to this place. If that holy water touches you, then the cow will come back to life. Gautam Rishi, here at Brahmagiri, performed severe tapasya for many years for the pleasure of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's Ashutosh, he is very easily pleased when his devotees perform the proper tapasya to please him. But he's also easily angered by his own transcendental nature. Lord Shiva appeared here at Brahmagiri before Gautam Rishi and offered him any benediction desired. Sri Gautam Rishi appealed to Lord Shiva, please send the river Ganges down to my ashram. Lord Shiva said, yes, I will do so. He went just toward the top of the Brahmagiri and he ordered Ganga Devi to flow out of his matted hair into a river. But Ganga Mai was not ready to depart from the beautiful hairs of Shiva, which are the abode of such pure, unmotivated love for Krishna. The Lord Shiva became angry that Ganga Devi was not coming out. He took his matted hair and started smashing it against the rocks of this mountain. He hit his hair harder and harder and harder until Ganga Devi was forced to come out. the place where he hit his hair against the rocks made such deep marks in the rocks that even today they are on top of that mountain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and many, many fortunate pilgrims climb that mountain to see the beautiful imprints of the matted hairs of Lord Shiva on that mountain. We can offer our obeisances to them from the bottom of the mountain. Sri Shankar Bhagavan Ki! Ganga started flowing out of his matted hair very, very quickly in all different directions. Gautam Rishi was sitting here. By his tremendous yogic powers, he took some kusha grass and he caught all the different streams of the river and collected it so it all flowed to form this pond, which is called Kushavarta. Then Gautam Rishi took his bath here at Kushavarta. As soon as he took his bath, the cow came back to life. At this place where the Ganga comes down to the earth, her name is Godavari. Godavari first appeared at the top of this mountain, but the source is considered right here at Kushavarta, as it is described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because this is the place where it first became available for taking bath. And the same kund, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, is still here today. Godavari River, it begins here. It is described, actually, that after Gautam Rishi bathed in this river, the river went underground. And then by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, who Gautam Rishi prayed to, it came back again. So the Godavari River, we don't see a river here, but here is the Kushavarta, and the Godavari River goes underground and then it begins again. It is described that Vishnu threw his chakra at a place called Chakra Tirtha, and there the river came out of the ground again and began to flow without cessation to the sea. Godavari is one of the seven great holy rivers of the world. It is none different than Ganga. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his South Indian tour, the river Godavari was very, very important. It was here that Lord Chaitanya, in the eastern part of India, at Vidyanagar, met with Srila Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya took his bath in great ecstasy in Sri Godavari. After taking his bath, he sat waiting for Sri Ramananda Rai to appear. Previously in Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained to Lord Chaitanya, if you are traveling to the south, please meet with Srila Ramananda Rai. Because I was a hard-hearted Mayavadi, I could not properly understand him. But now that you have given me bhakti, I know that there is no devotee who is so learned and who has such deep love for Krishna as Ramananda Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on that bank very impatient. Ramananda Rai was the governor of the Madras province. He came on a beautiful palanquin with Brahmins chanting mantras along with many ministers. After taking his bath, he saw the beautiful form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They embraced, they trembled, they cried, they fell down in consciousness out of ecstatic love for each other. But somehow they contained their ecstatic emotions in order that the Brahmins present would not be confused. Each night, Ramananda Rai would come to the banks of the holy river Godavari to meet with Lord Chaitanya. And there, the highest, most intimate of all subject matters were discussed between Lord Chaitanya and Srila Ramananda Rai. And it was Srimati Godavari Devi that was there assisting in this wonderful, most holy leela. Lord Chaitanya visited Panchavati. He visited Nasik, the confluence of Godavari and Kapila. All the places we visited, it is natural that Lord Chaitanya also placed his lotus feet. Then from here, Kushavarta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey back to Jagannath Puri. It is a very wonderful story how he went back. This is described by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He followed the river Godavari along the holy banks of Sri Godavari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all the way across the entire land of India until he arrived at Vidyanagar, where he once again met with Sri Ramananda Rai. There he gave him the wonderful books Krishna Karanamrita and Brahma Samhita, and asked Ramananda Rai, please retire from your government service, come back to Jagannath Puri to meet and live with me. These stories took place on the banks of holy river Godavari. Today that place is called Kavur. It is near the city of Rajmundri. There in Kavur, Godavari is so wide, like an ocean. Such a spectacular darshan. And she flows so steady, so smoothly, and so softly, that when you go in to take your bath, there's a wonderful, gentle current, but it doesn't push you over. There's sweet, soft, sandy banks that gradually enters into the Godavari. There's a beautiful ghat. There's actually Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed the footprints of Lord Chaitanya exactly at the place where he instructed or heard instructions from Sri Ramananda Rai. Someday perhaps we'll have that. If here at Kushavarta, the very source of Godavari, if we receive her blessings and pray to her with humble devotion, that we can become the servant of the servant of the servant of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she may not only allow us to go to Kavur, but to have some little drop of a glimpse of what was, of an understanding of what was spoken between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our ultimate aspiration in life. To be such a humble, sincere servant of the Lord, to chant the holy names with such sincere desire and attention, to apply our minds to understanding this sublime philosophy of Srila Prabhupada's books with such determination that a drop from the ocean of the nectarine mellows of Lord Chaitanya's mercy may enter into our heart and give us the realization of our true position. Of the servant of the servant of the Lord. From Kushavarta, we will be going to Triambakeshwar Mahadev Mandir. It is one of the 12 great Jyotirlingams within the world. One of the most important of all the manifestations of Lord Shiva, who is bestowing his all-pervading mercy upon those who approach him with the proper attitude. Lord Shiva is taking the role within this universe as Guna Avatar. That means he is the superintendent overseeing Tamaguna, the mode of ignorance. What a great devotee! What a surrendered soul! What if I said to you, Rohini Priya Prabhu, I want you to be in charge of all ignorance. The most demoniac rakshasas, ghost, pitas, bhutas, I want you to be their master. And I want you to keep their association. This is your service. What would you do? If it were me, I would probably fall down quite quickly. But Lord Shiva is such a surrendered soul that he takes such a thankless task to serve the Lord. Actually, Lord Shiva is Vishnu himself who accepts this very, very special role of supervising those in Tamaguna, wearing skulls and snakes and ashes all over his body just to attract these types of people. Hare Krishna. He doesn't play a flute, he carries a trident. When he plays a flute, he's Krishna. When he plays with trident, he's Shiva. There is a big difference. Like the difference between milk and dahi, yogurt. So Lord Shiva, generally he is worshipped by people who want bhakti, bhakti, and all sorts of other material enjoyments. But the Vaishnavas understand his true position. When we go to Triambakeshwar Mahadev, what should we pray for? Oh Mahadev, you are so merciful, so pure in your devotion. You were willing to drink the whole ocean of poison to show compassion to the fallen souls of this world. One of the incarnations of Lord Shiva is a Dvaitacharya. He is a combined incarnation of both Lord Shankar as well as Mahavishnu. And what was his role in this incarnation? To simply spread love of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the creation through propagating the congregational first, we should praise Shri Mahadev. For his glorious transcendental position and divine qualities. And then we should beg him with great humility, please grant me the aspiration of my heart. Please give me devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. Give me bhakti to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Let me please them by being a truly humble servant of their servants. Please, Shankar Bhagavan, you are the destroyer of the cosmic creation. Please destroy this false ego within my heart and all of its consorts. And let love of God, Krishna Prema, reign supreme within my consciousness. Please, Sri Shankar Bhagavan, you are Triambakeshwar. You have three beautiful eyes. With that third eye, you burned Cupid to ashes. Cupid's too much causing havoc in my heart. Please, look with that eye into my heart and burn him to ashes. That is my prayer. We will very graciously, with our hearts full of joy, descend the stairs, and we will take reverentially three drops of the sacred waters of Kushavarta Tirtha upon our heads. We will drink the achna to purify our hearts. Then we will have sweet jubilant kirtan procession to Triambakeshwar Mahadev. What kind of kirtan takes place when we arrive there? Providence will reveal. But you know what pleases Lord Shiva? One of his most beloved names is Nataraj. When he dances, Hare Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Bhuvaneshwar, to the Lingaraj Mandir, he danced and danced and danced while chanting the holy name. So pleasingly, Lord Shiva danced before Lord Krishna. But on this particular day, Krishna came in his beautiful golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to dance for the pleasure of his devotee. We are the servants of the servants of the servants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we will dance and chant for the pleasure of Sri Shankar Bhagavan in his beautiful form of Triambakeshwar Mahadev. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! And this will conclude our Nasik Yatra. For those who are returning to your respective destinations tonight, we will take Achman, Harinam procession, Darshan and Kirtan of Triambakeshwar, and those of you who are departing today should go to your buses And from here you will go directly to Mumbai. Please don't be sad. What does it mean to go to Mumbai? It means to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha. It is said that Lord Chaitanya, everyone please be seated, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, during those 2 weeks that Lord Jagannath would partake of his Anabhasara, where he would be repainted and rejuvenated, it is also called Navayovanam, there was no darshan of Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate being in Jagannath Puri when he could not see Jagannath, so he went to Alalanath. So similarly, we all come every Sunday to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, but it's under renovation. 600, 700, 800 devotees are coming to the temple, but there's no darshan. There's only workers. That's all you see if you go there. You see these workers just putting nails in the floor. So the devotees, we cannot tolerate being in Bombay on a Sunday without Radha Gopinath, so we have come to Radha. Everyone be seated. But please know that while Mahaprabhu was in Alalanath, he was always waiting for the day that Jagannath will reveal his darshan again. So it is our great aspiration that the supreme worshipable Lord of our life, who has bestowed the most intimate mercy upon us, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, that we can return to Bombay to see their beautiful, beautiful lotus feet and their mercifully smiling faces. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. We want to thank all of you so very, very much for being so cooperative, enthusiastic, and nicely devotional during this yatra. It has only been a 2-day yatra, but I'm hoping if you are all pleased with this type of devotional service, we can have many, many such 2-day yatras throughout the year. Now let us begin kirtan. Oh, and everyone, please do not forget to come down to take your snan in Sri Kushavarta Tirtha. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki.